Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Arsenal Asylum podcast. You're here with your boy, Big Steph, also known as the Football Messiah. If you're not been tuning in, you soon learn to realise why I'm being called that.
Whatever.
But yeah, man, I'm here with my boy, King Shayi, the eighth. What are you saying, G? Long time, B.
How's it going? Long time. I feel like I've not seen your face in like forever. Like, it's refreshing seeing your face. But I'm all good, my bro. Hope you're good as well, man.
We're getting back to, getting back to normality out here. Unfortunately, Arsenal not following suit, so do you know what I mean? But yeah, man, it is. I don't know what to say, man. I'm vexed. Like, there's too many topics we need to get through. But like, how Ray Parlour is getting on at flipping Robbie is how I'm going to get on at an Arsenal team.
You know what? The funniest thing is like. That's the least. The fans are the least of our worries right now. Like the performances on this pitch and the pitch at the minute is just—it's nothing short of diabolical. To be completely honest.
But yeah, man, let's get into it anyway. Let's go. So let's talk about the Arsenal lineup and talk to me about when you saw the lineup. Like, what did you think? Because you had your boy Pepe starting, yeah.
I was happy to see Pepe start, but like, I don't know, it probably sounds bad saying it, but I've just given up all hope on Arteta, to be honest. Like, the season for me is just a write-off. Like, I have no faith in him, in all honesty. So, like, it's now to the point where I shamefully said that we would lose 15 games, and it's looking like we're kind of nailed on. I think initially it was, 12 games? That's when we had lost 8 games. I said, we're still going to lose loads of games.
Well, to be fair, you said 14, and I said, yo, let's do 12. And you're like, you flapped it.
I wish I had. At this point, I might as well say we're going to lose the rest of our games. The way things are going. But it's a shame in all honesty, because I feel like at the start of the season, I know Arsenal fans, we do it to ourselves every year. But they look like so much promise. And I like with the signing of like Partey and Uber staying and stuff like that, it was like, yo, this is like, not that we're going to win the league, but like, maybe we can actually do something. But it's just like falling off a car cliff. Like, it's to the point where now I'm embarrassed to even say I'm not. People are like, oh, do you support Arsenal? I'm like, yeah. Begrudgingly,
like. Under your breath, like cussing in that.
Under your breath, like, yeah, I'm awesome, man.
Yeah, man. Nah.
How about you? Like, what did you think of the game and your thoughts on us at the moment?
The game wise, I thought the lineup I was all right with. I was glad Bellerin got dropped because he was shocking. Who did we play? Who was our last game before Everton? Fulham, like, he was an absolute joke. So when we had Chambers come in, I was content. I thought this team, like, obviously Everton's not winning like the last 6 games. Like, they've been drawing or losing. Lost 3, drew 3, and one of them being the FA Cup. But I just felt like, yeah, we're at home. Like, we drew with Everton, we drew with Fulham, which was embarrassing in itself. But I just thought, like lads, like, come on. But, yeah, let me be honest. I thought we controlled the game. Like, I didn't really feel like Everton were posing anything. Like, someone said, like, Everton kind of set up for a smash and grab. But even though they did set up for that, I still felt that there was enough in us and how we was playing. We were dominating the game, like, in terms of, may not have been dominating in terms of chances, but the ball, the possession, like, we were very progressive with the ball in terms of, like, just going at them. And I felt like, yeah, we was going to get it. So, yeah, like Saka had a few squash shots. But yeah, I just feel like I'm getting, like, even Ceballos is I was backing my boy, like, and I still back it. I still say he's like the best partnership for Partey, personally, in what we've got now. But when I'm watching this dude, like, I'm thinking to myself, like, he does so much pointless running.
Yeah, he holds the ball for just far too long. He's like, just release the ball. But he wants to spin around, like, he wants to be like, oh yeah, I've got the ball now. But it's like, it's not actually going anywhere. So it's like, what's the essence? But what I feel a lot with that team though is they're very, without trying to sound too harsh, they're very naive. Like, they're really, really pretty simple, in all honesty. Like, they just don't grasp that you need to score. So, like, they'll just rather keep the ball side to side, pass it to Leno, like, 500 times in the game. And it's just, especially whereas they're not even under pressure. It'd be like one person chasing them down. They'll be like, instead of me to turn around, now let me just go back to Leno. But it's like, keep them penned in their half. By you doing that, you're allowing them space and time to come out into your half. And then you're inviting pressure. Unnecessary pressure onto yourselves, which I find very frustrating.
But to be fair, I was even shocked that, like, Martinelli was on the, because I thought this was going to be his chance to start up front, but he put on that. I ain't gonna lie, I feel like Eddie's like one of the most pointless strikers I've seen, like, I've witnessed. Like, I look at his face and his face jars me. Like, he just got that. The energetic.
You have people's faces. What is it? If you
know, like, for me, I take a lot from facial expressions. So when I see you, I could take a lot from face value. So if I see something in your face, I can kind of put that saying, yeah, I can match that to your performance. Like, if you've got a game face on, I know your performance is kind of match it. But Eddie's face just bugs me to, like. And I think myself, like, there's nothing about this team that's like got any grit. They're all boys. Like, they're just light.
Yeah.
Like, Ceballos light. Like, he was falling over. And I thought to myself, I asked him the WhatsApp group. I said, "Yo, is it windy down in London? Because the way the guy was getting blown over, I was thinking, like, what are you doing? it's just a joke, man. I think myself, like, yeah. So, like, I wasn't overly ecstatic when I saw Eddie starting, but like I was gonna like ESR Saka, yeah, but again, everyone's on this Saka hype. Like, I'm not on it. Like, I'm not trying to throw shade at Saka. He's a good player, don't get me wrong. Personally, I think he's a good player. I just don't think he's the player that a lot of Arsenal fans think he is.
Do you know? Yeah, I kind of like, I'm a big fan of him, but do you know what I feel with him? Like, we're not managing him how City are managing Foden. So whereas Foden's been given time, like, they bring him in and out of the team, it's not like he's starting every single game. So we've become far too reliant on him. We're forgetting his age, that he's still very young and he's still learning the art of football. So he needs to be given that time. But unfortunately, when you've got the likes of, like, Willian in your team, he's begrudgingly having to play every game because some of the senior folks aren't, unfortunately, stepping up to the plate. So I wouldn't even necessarily point the finger at blame at him. I think it's just unfortunately the circumstance. But then someone like Eddie, when you mention Eddie, I don't think he's good enough for Arsenal Football Club. He's like, from when he, and it sounds horrible saying it, but when you look at Leeds, there's a reason why he wasn't starting. Like, it's not no shade at him, but yeah, there's a reason why he couldn't even start for a championship leading team. And some people will say that's unfair, but it's kind of facts. Do you get what I mean? And it's telling that their striker that obviously got them up, he's done relatively well in the Prem. Do you get what I mean? So it's like Eddie, whilst he showed glimpses of it, so it's not to completely throw him off the bus. But yeah, he's just not of standard to be like,
glimpses though. Like, he popped up with the odd goal, but he's not showing glimpses that he's a quality striker. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's quite a few players in the Prem that will pop up with a goal here or there, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're fit to play week in, week out, or you fit to even be for that squad.
Yeah, of the standard. Yeah, like, yeah. No, I agree.
But yeah, my thing, to be fair, it's not even about, because I 100% agree we're over reliant on Saka, but it's just it was like his cross. I don't think we've even got a person that can cross a ball decent. Like even set pieces. I can't remember the last time we even scored from a set piece. It might have been like when William crossed it one time. I can't remember and Holding scored or something like that. But like our set pieces and our deliveries is just abysmal, man. I get so frustrated watching them because I think to myself, these are basic fundamentals of football that you man should be do, like. You're on the minimum like what between 30 and 300 grand between a lot of you. Do you know what I mean? And not one of you can do the basic fundamentals of football against the lowest league teams in the Premier League. Like, and then you don't even let me say starting the Super League. That's coming later. But yeah, man, I thought to myself like we're ruining the legacy of Arsenal. Like someone even said that the last time Everton beat us at home. With 1996, I think to myself like, "We
1996." Like, just resonate on that, like for a second. Like 1996, I would have been about, yes, I would have been five.
Bro,
I'm now a 30-year-old man. Like, bro, like 25 years. That's wild.
You know what I'm saying? Everyone is breaking records.
I guess Arsenal,
like,
yeah.
you're mocking us now. You're literally mocking that, like, every man on that pitch. Like even when, what's his name? Who was it that in the WhatsApp group? I think it was Nigel and Merv were going at it, talking about, was it El Nenny when he put out a post saying that, oh, you man need to back us when we play poor or this and that. And
what did you think of that? What did you think of that? I didn't actually hear your
comments. I agree. Like it's mad though, because I'm sure, I don't know if I'm misquoting Nigel or not, but I'm sure Nigel was saying like in his past conversation that we've had, that confidence plays a massive part in football, and I was one that's used to say that I don't think it should play a bigger part as it does. When obviously, but now Nigel's coming back saying, "Yo, confidence plays a massive part," and I'm like, "Wait, what?" Like, but I didn't say nothing. I was just in the background, just reading the message. But I was like, "Okay." So, like taking it in. But yeah, like I agreed with El Nenny what he said.
Really?
Yeah, I did. Like, the thing what bugs me more. It's because I think what's getting on people's nerves or fans' nerves is that these are not one-off circumstances of players playing bad. This is a season or two seasons. You know what I mean? It's not the off game or the two off.
Yeah, if it was like one game you play poor, like you can get over it. Two games, you can be that out. It's just one of those things. The day in a rut. But this isn't a rut, man. This is just the way you're just playing, like week in, week out. And it's very frustrating and tedious watching them make the same mistakes. And then for me, the question then starts to begin, like, what are you guys doing on the training ground? So that's when I see them like smiling, laughing and stuff in the training ground, it winds me up. I'm like, yo, you guys are the last people who have anything to celebrate about or like be happy about. You guys should be focused and trying to turn what's left of this embarrassing season around. But instead, you're pissing about, like you're just having. It's as if you're at school, and Arteta's basically the supply teacher. So you're like, we can just kind of do whatever we want, type of thing.
Yeah, you're right, and like, even I was even saying the other day, like the Arsenal played, like I know what certified their mentality for me. Was against Fulham when they celebrated the flipping draw, like.
Do you know how angry I was? Do you understand the rage that was going through my whole body when I saw them celebrating that moment? I was vexed. It's as if the team other team has scored, because it's like, what on earth have you got to be celebrating about? You've just scored, you've just about scraped an equaliser against Fulham at home, who are going to get relegated. Bro.
I remember watching, I think it was it Man United versus Southampton or someone like that, where they got like 9 goals or 8 goals and like someone scored in like the 90th minute and then like they got the ball back. They're trying to get the ball back to score the 9th goal or the 10th goal to try and break the record. These men are doing this at 9 or 8 nil. We're at 1-0 down, get to 1-1, and they're flipping one in the corner, celebrating, screaming in the camera, like, yes! Like, what are you screaming about? Like, and that's what just showed me their mentality, that they're happy with the point, like, they're happy with mediocre performances and results. Like, they feel like, oh, yeah, well, we never lost. Like, but, like, yeah, man. So, I'm literally, like, there's no one in this team that I can even say, I can even rate.
And do you know what I find, it's funny that you even say that on that topic, like someone who both of us like, which is kind of a rarity, like, we both like a player, but I like Leno, and I know you like Leno as well, but man.
Another one, he's making it hard for us, man. Like, Elneny can't bring out a post like that, and Leno do this. Like, it just don't make, you know what I mean? Like, these men are not getting it, but Leno, man, like, and then, and that's what bugs me about Leno. I feel sorry for Leno, and it bugs me when Leno makes a mistake, it gets over-highlighted because everyone goes, oh, yeah, we should never sell Martinez or this and that. I'm like, yeah, fair enough, cool, you can say that. But no one wanted Martinez as our first-choice keeper when Chesney left. Do you know what I mean? When Chesney left, did anyone want to say, oh, yeah, give it to Martinez? No, they didn't. No one said it. So don't be trying to bring up, oh, yeah, we should have kept Martinez. Oh, yeah, he's the best keeper that we've ever had. He can play ball. Distribution is high up there. Now, get out of here, man. You weren't calling for Martinez's name like that. So don't try and reach out for it now. But that mistake, I thought to myself, like, I get there's mistakes in football.
Every game. Arsenal, every game, the same mistakes. It's like you can kind of clock watch. You can be like, okay, cool. It's the 80th minute now, it's 0-0, they're going to score. Like, it's just like, you just know it's gone. It's like it's written in the stars. And like, yeah, the whole yesterday, I was like, they're going to score. It's like it's that feeling in the back of your head. But it's not even the back of your head, it's in the forefront. You just know it's going to happen. Because it happens that many times. And it's just, I don't know, like with Leno, I like Leno, but I think with him, he kind of, in a way, reminds me of Lehmann. In the sense of the mistakes, like they're good keepers, but they make stupid mistakes, yeah. And it's just like you just want to like shake them and be like, "Wake up!" And I don't know with Leno as well if he's a bit too cocky now that he's obviously the undisputed number one. So whether he's just like, "Well, I can make a mistake," do you get what I mean?
I wouldn't really put it down to that. I just think it's just unfortunate that all the mistakes are happening in this one season. I wouldn't necessarily think he's cocky, because again, that cross was a nothing cross. Like Richarlison, like, there was no one there. There was no Everton player there. No, that there was no like someone like just sliding in front of it, so it threw him off. Do you know what I mean? It was literally just an unfortunate mistake, which just epitomizes them where we are, because we can, like we're saying, we're making mistake after mistake. If it's not Xhaka, it's Ceballos. If it's not Ceballos, it's Cedric. If it's not Cedric, it's Bellerin. If it's not Bellerin, it's Louise. If it's not Louise, it's Gabriel. If it's not Gabriel, it's Mari. If it's not Mari, it's Leno. Do you know what I mean? It's literally every man making mistakes, and that's what's killing us. So I wouldn't necessarily say he's over comfortable in the position. It might be. You might be right. But I wouldn't necessarily think it. That's where it is. But yeah, I was just like, but as, again, we have to look at that. We bought Partey in for like 45 mil. Like, he's like, don't get me wrong, he had a good game, but that dude's shooting, man.
Yeah, he really cannot shoot. Like, it's every single shot he's done, my mouth has just been hanging. Like, yo, like, for someone of this caliber, when you watch him, like when he's generally playing and stuff, it's like this shooting does not match up at all. But it's not easy, man. It's, yeah, being an Arsenal fan right now, it's not fun. to be honest.
Bro, man, it ain't.
And like, even like, I think what was even more embarrassing this week was the whole Super League saga. Like, oh, I was embarrassed. I can't lie, like, I was in. And the banter, like all the memes and stuff on Instagram, all of my other like fan friends, like they were going ham. Like they were having a way love of time at Arsenal's expense.
Who? Which fan?
Everyone. Like literally everyone.
I don't think, yeah, to be honest, I think the only team that can banter us for going to Super League really is Man City, Chelsea and what's that team name? Chelsea, Man City and Liverpool. I don't think Man U can banter us, and I don't think Spurs can banter us. Cause like the reason why I say Man U can't, because Man U were in Champions League spot. Like they needed 1 point from two games. They lost on both and ended up in flipping Europa with Arsenal. We're both in the semi-finals. So Man U can't really say, yeah, we're a big team.
But like, I think it's more than that, though, because I look at it from the standpoint of we've never won a Champions League. And it's like we're trying to boycott this Champions League, which is obviously very, very big, for a league where we have no right being in. Like, we have no business there, Steph. Like, none. We'll get beat 7-8-0 like every week. Like, I don't want it. Like, I have no business. Like, I respect us and know that we're, at the minute, we're not even a Europa League team. So, what's our business with Super League? Like, you're trying to even go above Champions League, you know? Like, you're trying to, no business. None.
Trust me, yeah, you're right. We don't have no, like, but I didn't understand the timing of it. Like, but again, all this could be a ploy anyway, because I didn't get why they were trying introduce it or even announce it during the season. Like, why not wait till the end of the season and see?
Do you know what? I think that boils down to the new Champions League format, which is also kind of crazy as well, to be honest, the way they're extended it out and some of the clauses with it. So I think it kind of coincided with that, and obviously some documents getting leaked. Okay. But when you look at the numbers involved in it, so like 3.5 billion between the 15 founding teams, and obviously 12 had already been announced. So I get it is a lot of money at stake, but I feel like for me, what it just kind of showed, we've always known it anyway, but I think we really learned the extent of which these owners don't care about fans. Like, they have no regard whatsoever for fans, and I feel like that was very apparent in my personal opinion throughout that throughout the week. And I feel like it's only because of the backlash, and I think the former players and stuff adding to it as well didn't help. And then you've got existing players fretting over whether they're going to be playing in World Cups and the Euros and stuff like that. It's like, this is what players live for, so you're gonna take that away for a bit of money. And it's like,
but this is what I didn't get why all the CEOs and all these men are coming out apologising, saying, you know, it was an oversight or this and that. Like, all this should have been, they all should have known this. So they're coming out apologising. Yeah. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, it's not sincere. All it basically is because they're now threatening understanding that all the fans are pissed off. So literally, if you have loads of pissed off fans, no one's going to buy season tickets. No one's going to buy merchandise. So the revenue will go down the bin. People are threatening to strike. So they can't afford that. So you have to come and grovel and be like, oh, I'm sorry. But really and truly, you're not sorry, because you knew what you was doing. Do you get what I mean? This isn't like you made a mistake. You fully well knew what you was doing. You knew the implications. You knew fans were going to be pissed off.
To be fair,
so you were fully aware of
that. Yeah, because to be fair, there were fans at the Everton game, innit? Like, they're all like not really rioting, but like just making their voice heard about like Stan Kroenke out and this and that. Like, but again, the banners and this and that. I don't get why they're doing that, because I don't feel that that's going to force Stan to sell.
He doesn't sell his businesses, number one. Stan, and he's cakey. Like, he's very, very, very cakey. Like, he's got his billions. His wife is the heiress to Walmart. They're billionaire club. Like, free comic club. That's their life. So small little Arsenal like fans kicking off fans, but they don't even live in the country, so you don't know what's going on. Like, he might hear about it in the news, or someone might randomly see him and be like, "Oh, I'm an Arsenal fan. What are you doing?" But he ain't gonna lose any sleep. He's in his Egyptian cotton, like he's living his life, man. He don't care about Arsenal.
But yeah, that's so. I don't know. Sometimes, like, I just don't feel like if it's a manager, yeah, I can get you forcing, you're trying to force a hand to. But the owner, I don't really think that. Especially when the owner doesn't even turn up to games. They don't watch Arsenal. I don't think he even knows half the players that even play for Arsenal.
He's like, oh, he plays for us. He plays for us. Oh, Bamford signed the contract. Oh, cool.
So yeah, man, but I think one player that he probably still, I doubt he probably knows that still plays for Arsenal is Willock.
But yeah. He's like, oh.
But yeah.
He's this young man.
But yeah, my man's out on loan at Newcastle. Scored last week. And again, scored again today. I think it's the 91st minute. Equaliser away to Liverpool. He's doing what he should be doing on loan, basically. But what are your thoughts on him? Like, bring him back, sell?
I think, you know, my standpoint, I've been very clear with Willock from the offset. Like, I'm a big Willock fan. Like, I like him a lot. But I feel like with him, he desperately did need this loan. He needed games, man, to put games under your belt. You can't pay the 5 minutes, 10 minutes here, the odd Europa game, and, yeah, be expected to then deliver in the Prem. He needed this run of games under his belt. But yeah, I'm proud of him. He's like my guy. He's a Christian as well. Like, and he gives thanks to God every single time he scores. So I'm like, yo, this is my guy. And I just like his energy. And I feel like on the pitch, like I see him in centre mid. And I see him as like that. Personally, I see him as like a box to box a midfielder. I reckon that's the position that he's gonna. I know he's been played like kind of further forward and stuff like that, but me, I see him as a box to box midfielder, man. I feel like he's got a great engine on him. He puts himself about. He's strong, and yeah, man. I feel like the loan is. I think it was a perfect club for him to go to, so he gets used to that scrappy Prem, and like do the dirty work. Technically, he's a good player. So yeah, man. I'm looking forward to him coming back next season. But I feel like it will feel like a new signing for us.
Okay.
What about you? You seem quite surprised.
Unfortunately, I can't share that same energy. I want him gone, man. Like,
why? Why? Like, when you look at our current midfield, he's outperforming all of them.
But his level still not that level. So it's not hard to outperform our midfield. But that doesn't bode well, saying that, oh yeah, because he's outperforming and he should be starting. No, like our level's here. Our level is like,
but not even necessarily starting. I feel like he's an option to have with
maybe
the squad.
Maybe squad rotation, but like I'll have.
We've got El Nene. Yeah. We've got like El Nene. What's El Nene or Ceballos offering? Nothing.
So, if he's talking about squad rotation, yeah, fair enough. Like he can be on the bench. I don't want to see his name saying Willock, whatever. What was his shirt? I can't remember his shirt number, but starting every week. Like, no, like I feel this loan was good for Willock because yes, it shows him that he can fight, he can get in this fight and this and that, he's getting game time. But I do feel that Newcastle was a level that he can perform at. Like, it's like Iwobi at Everton. I used to say Iwobi, like I don't think Iwobi is even Everton quality, like hence why he's not even getting game time there. But Iwobi was definitely not Arsenal quality. So, yes, they may thrive elsewhere because the level of requirement is a lot lower. So then...
Okay. Here's a question for you. Would you say that him and... I know different positions, but more in terms of ability-wise, yeah? Would you say him and Eddie are at the same level in regards to them not being good enough for Arsenal?
In terms of not being good enough for Arsenal, yeah, but Eddie lower. Like, I think as a player, Willock is better player. I think Eddie is very limited. like very little. But I think they're in the same category as in like cash cows. I don't know, I can't call them a cash cow because they're not making that much P out of it. So I'd probably just say just say assets.
We're not even cash cows, man. But you know what's so mad? It's like Arsenal. He probably go for like 5 million in the summer. Yeah. That's like where that. Even though he's got like 10 years probably on his contract.
Just like that's what this was mad about Arsenal. I think Partey and Saka are probably our only two valuable assets that will get us good returns for the money that we.
Martinelli,
we paid Liverpool. Yeah, Martinelli.
Yeah, Martinelli. I think Gabriel as well.
Not sure. Gabriel. Possibly. I can't really see people stomping up big money for him though. At the minute, they may do in the future, but I'm talking about like if they were to go now, I'm not sure who would stomp up that cash for them. But yeah, man, I don't really want Willett back. Like someone talk about, yeah, let's record him back off loan. I'm like, no, no. But again, it's because of how crap we are. We're wanting crap back. Do you know what I mean?
I think that you're being harsh. I wouldn't call him crap, man.
When I say crap, I'm talking about crap in terms of in the standard of Arsenal. Like if I'm talking.
But look, you know what is? I think that standard of Arsenal, you've got us on a pedestal. Like we're not that club anymore. So we are a Europa at best. Like that's even club. Like we're mid table club. Willock is a mid table.
We're performing as a mid-table club, but we're not a mid-table club.
Okay, so you still feel like we're a big club?
I feel, as in terms of status-wise, yeah. 100%. We've been killed because I don't think, again, like Arteta probably doesn't have that draw power to bring the big, I don't know if there's any that many big names in the football anymore, but the biggest names to Arsenal, like we probably get, if we get big names to Arsenal, it's because they're surplus to requirement. It's a bit like Sanchez. Sanchez was a big player, but like Barcelona sold him because he wasn't deemed.
Same with like Ozil and stuff like that. That's how we typically buy them. To be fair, yeah, we're never gonna take like a superstar of a club if that makes sense. Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Yeah. So, but yeah, I just this team pain because it's mad. It's so mad because at the start of the season when we signed Partey, like even I remember when we was at I was in London with Sam Partey and I was like, bang, listen, bro, this is like we're third minimum. Like,
do you remember?
I said, I thought this is the missing link. Not that he's a missing link. He wasn't, he's a missing link in terms of what we needed. Like, I didn't think we challenged Man City, but I felt like with Partey, like there's Man City and then there's everyone else. Like even Liverpool, I didn't like Liverpool, yeah, they don't work, but I still didn't put Liverpool on Man City level. I still felt they were in our midst because they only had a good 11. But if you took what's his name out? Van Dijk out and they crumbled. You know what I mean? Fair enough, they got more injuries than that.
They were falling
apart from Van Dijk, not even forget all the other injuries. They're falling apart. So I still felt there was like a mini league within the league, and I felt like with Partey we'd be able to compete in that mini league, but we're just getting turned over by the lower leagues, and I'm like, yo, like what are you man doing? Like this is not what the football Messiah flipping predicted. What are you doing? Like you're mocking me out here. So yeah, man, it's just it is mad. Like where we are, like even performances. Mistakes, because I think just looking at mistakes, I think apparently they cost us like 30 points, which is, yeah, man. So
It's mad. It's mad.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Again, all we've got to look for is Villarreal, man. Which is on, I think the first leg is on Thursday, isn't it?
But I'm at a stage now of Arsenal where I just, yeah, man.
You have to support that though. It gets Emery, man. We need they need to turn.
They don't. Oh my day! If they lose to Emery, oh man, like as a fool.
That's when it gets peaked.
Yeah.
It just showed that Emery was not the problem.
Yeah, yeah. I already feel that at the minute, if I'm honest. And it's crazy me saying that, considering I was a season ticket holder whilst he was there, and it was not easy. Yeah. It was not easy, but yeah. I look and think, yeah, like, I don't think he was like, and it's a humble pie me eating it, I won't lie, but yeah, I actually don't think he was the problem, in all honesty. And I look and think, I feel like he would have done better if he had the players that Arteta's got. I generally feel like he'd have done better.
But then at the same time, Arteta had the same players that he had, and we was conceding, like, under Emery, we were just conceding shots left, right, centre. It was a free for all.
With Partey in the middle, does that happen? I don't know, man.
But Arteta was doing that without Partey.
Yeah,
when he took over from Emery, he did it without Partey.
But we've completely, like, at least with Emery, at least we were scoring goals. We don't score goals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's what it was. With Emery, one or the other, you had to score goals and concede goals. Mm. He never had a balance.
I'd prefer that, though. I can't lie. I'd prefer that. At least I know that we're out, we're winning our scoring teams. entertaining, man. Not these dry, like, nil-nils.
I hate that. That was literally like flick a coin game. I think we just got too many underperforming players, and I don't know if it's something that Arteta can coach out of them to develop, or these players are actually at the level that they're performing at, and we won't get to where we need to get to with these players. So maybe an overhaul needs to happen. You need to ship out a lot of players. But yeah, man, I don't know.
Aside from you feeling that we need to win it, do you, hand on your heart, feel like we'll win the Europa League? Hand on your heart.
I can't say hand on heart.
Okay, but if you had to bet on Arsenal winning the Europa League, would you do it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I might, to be fair.
I don't want you to lose your money. I wouldn't advise it.
But like, yeah, I didn't. I just feel it's literally just this. I think Villarreal is the only stumbling block. I think if we get to the final, we win. I think it's literally just Villarreal. Like,
I don't. It's not any stumbling block. It's the guy that knows us inside out, so he knows all of our flaws.
Yeah. But you don't really know that many. He only knows Pepe.
I don't know. Like, it sounds bad me saying it, but I just don't see us winning it. Like, I look at that team, and there's no. I have no confidence at all. Like, when I look at that team, they don't show character. There's no character. There's no fight in that team. Yeah. So, and I feel like they need that to win it. And I feel like if we get to the final against United, I think United will be more hungry than we are for it. And sadly, that will pain me. But yeah, I'd expect them to beat us, which is really sad me saying it. But I don't particularly think this United team are that good.
Yeah, not. But then, do United even get to the final? Because at the same time, like, look how many semi-finals Ollie's got to, and they've lost.
Hmm.
Like, I think they got to like what, five or six semi-finals, and they've lost every single one.
Yeah. So, wasn't last year they were in three semi-finals and yeah.
yeah, and lost them all. You know what I mean? So, fair enough, yeah, they're getting there. They're getting to the semi-finals. That's what they want to be claiming. But, yeah, Man United have to get there first. So, we proved that we can get to finals. And we won finals.
Mm.
Under Arteta, under Emery.
Not under Emery.
You know what I mean?
Let's not go on it. Let's not talk about Emery.
No. I'm saying we got to the final.
Yeah, I'll give you a minute.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'm not going to talk about Baku. So, yeah, that's that. But, yeah, man. But, yeah, let's wrap this up, B. But, yeah, man. Like, bro, I think Thursday is it. Like, bro, you know what's mad? Because we played on a Friday, I played that tune. You know that tune? That's Friday.
Oh, no.
Bro, I was banging that tune. They just ruined it, like literally ruined it in the space of 90 minutes. That weekend feeling, man. Yeah, man.
I woke up this morning like sad. I woke up this morning sad. Yeah. And I was like, it's a hustle. This team is like, it's killing me.
Yeah, like, no way should this team have this amount of power over my mood, man. No, I'm not letting you, man, do it. So. Onwards and upwards, man.
Yeah, man. Hopefully to a good week. Hopefully we can smile. Come Thursday.
Of course, because there's one Man U fan that keeps I've literally archived him now. He's getting on my nerves. We need to get to the final and beat him. I won't even holler at him. I'll just turn up to his yard and just screaming. You know what I mean? Call like Hector. But yeah, man. But boy, yeah. Yeah, man, it's a good pod, though, man.
Yeah, man, pleasure as always, man. Thanks for your time, bro.
But, bro, keep your head up. Don't let Arsenal do you like this.
I'll try, man. I'll try. I'll try to keep the faith. I'll try to get
it. Yeah, man. But, listeners, thank you for listening to us. He's here listening to Big Steph, a.k.a. Football Messiah. And also here with my boy, King Shady 8th.
Pleasure as always, man. It was a good pod, good chopping up, good having a conversation. Even though we're pretty crap at the minute, it's still at least good to speak to my brothers.
Yeah, man. But listeners, you can find us on Twitter at Arsenal Asylum. If you can tweet us and ask us any questions you want to ask us, or listen to us on Spotify, where you find us on Arsenal Asylum Podcast. Also find us on Instagram on Arsenal Asylum Podcast. Thanks for listening. Your boy Big Steph. Peace out.
Peace.